Essay, Halloween Costumes by Jackie Hoffett. As a kid, I loved Halloween because it was a chance to be anything I wanted to be just for a day. And my sister and I really did get to dress up as pretty much anything we wanted because my grandmother, a seamstress, always made our costumes by hand and on request. In elementary school, I remember being a crazy clown, a precocious leopard, and, best of all, a chocolate chip cookie. That year, some people thought I was dressed as a potato, but I pretended to ignore them. In junior high school, I went through a slightly experimental costume phase. By this stage, Grandma had shifted her attentions to my younger cousins. I won best costume in my class one year for being Charlie Chaplin, which I quite enjoyed, despite the teasing I got for my Hitler moustache. Another year, I decided to wrap myself in tinfoil and go as the Leftovers. That's the year I learned the importance of research and development in proper costume execution. It turns out that tinfoil doesn't breathe and isn't very flattering either. They said I looked like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz, which was a shockingly uninspired take on my clearly high-class concept. Defeated, I took a break for the next few Halloweens, preferring instead to preserve my creative genius for future audiences. That sense of failure only grew into resentment through high school, where I pretended I was too grown up to really care about it anymore. In university, I played along with everyone else who saw the 31st of October as just another day to party. It wasn't until I came to Japan, ironically, that I really got my Halloween mojo back. One day, for no particular reason, I drew a picture of a bento man, a man whose body was a bento box. He was bowing at 90 degrees. I called it O Bent Over, as in O Bent Over. For Halloween that year, I created a real-life version of O Bent Over. I built a giant bento backpack using materials from the Hyakuen shop. It had little tempura ebi, denkon, sausages, tsukemono, a tamago sushi, and onigiri too. It was so much fun to make and a massive hit at the Halloween party held at my favourite cafe in Onomichi. I won the costume contest too. Better than that, though. I felt like I had redeemed myself for all those years of giving up on Halloween. I mean, it doesn't get much more conceptual than dressing up as the real-life version of a drawing based on a wordplay. But I let go of caring what other people thought, and I think that's why it worked. I think that is perhaps how it always works.